From volcanoes to earthquakes, when it comes to earthquake preparedness, Southern California is on shaky ground. Now a group of seismologists say they've developed a system that would not only announce when an earthquake's on its way, it would also trigger a system of alerts for the public. Dr. Richard Allen is the lead scientist on the project.
Dr. Allen, you found a way to predict earthquakes?
Well, this is not earthquake prediction. This is about earthquake warning. The difference being that when people talk about earthquake prediction, they're talking about saying there is going to be an earthquake next week in Los Angeles with a certain magnitude. And that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're detecting the nucleation of an earthquake very rapidly, and rapidly enough that we can actually come up with a prediction of the hazard before the ground motion has reached the surface. So this is not a prediction. This is a warning. And the amount of warning time that we're talking about is anything from 0, 1, 2 seconds up to sort of a few tens of seconds.
2 seconds? Hardly enough time to say earthquake, let alone do something about it.
Well, that's absolutely right. So for the people who are in the epicentral region, it's a very short period of time. But having said that, it's still with just a fraction of a second, and people can do things like get underneath desks. Automated control systems can respond to a warning. It's sort of things like beginning to slow down transportation systems, beginning to shut down production lines and things like that. But perhaps the most exciting use of this kind of early warning system is the way that we can develop an infrastructure over the course of the next decade or so that is able to make the most of these warning systems. And so as an example, in Japan right now, they are working on creating buildings with active response systems. These are systems which mean that you can actually change the mechanical properties of a building within a fraction of a second.
How would you do that?
So there are a couple of ways that people do it. Right now, they use things like hydraulic rams to either increase the tension in beams within the building. But again, one of the more exciting things is the things that are currently under development. And one of those is using a particular type of fluid which reacts to or responds to a magnetic field. So when you apply a magnetic field to this fluid, it becomes rigid, it becomes solid. Mm-hmm. So if you decide you want to make your building much stronger, you can turn on this magnetic field and the building becomes much more rigid. Whereas if you want the building to be more flexible, which you do in some circumstances, then you turn off this magnetic field, and then the building is less rigid.
How are you getting your early warning signal?
When an earthquake occurs deep in the earth, the energy pulse that's released actually radiates away from the earthquake as two different types of wave. A P wave, which stands for primary, it's the first wave that arrives at the surface, and it's because it travels at a greater velocity. And the second type of wave is an S wave for secondary. It travels more slowly and therefore arrives later. Now, most of the energy of the earthquake is associated with the S wave, where very little of the energy is associated with the P wave. Mm. So what this system does is it records the P wave arrival at the surface, which comes first again and has very little energy and so little damage associated with it. And it uses the information contained within that P wave to come up with an assessment of the hazard. And so then we can issue a warning if the hazard is significant. And again, that gives us the potential to issue a warning before there is significant ground shaking, before there is significant damage at the surface.
Now to the second part of that question, how do individuals, yes, and companies and buildings and
right.
transportation systems get the warning?
Well, that's something that we haven't developed yet, as you say, and we haven't really put too much thought into it beyond actually sort of talking around a few different ideas. And I guess the current favorite at the moment is the idea of using the Internet to issue the warning. The Central Control Center could issue a broadcast warning across the Internet, and then your computer, you would put a little applet on your computer that would receive this broadcast warning. You could then, on the applet on your personal computer, you could tell it where you were located, and you could tell it sort of what kind of threshold you want before you get some kind of warning, i.e. how severe does the ground motion have to be before you want to be warned about it. So then this applet would receive this broadcast message and it could then issue some kind of warning. And of course, that could be in the simplest form a warning that's that computer itself issuing a warning, so either some kind of bell or noise or a visual warning. But also you could then go and hook this computer into any other kind of automated control system in order to pass on the warning in your local area.
Would your computer have to be on?
Oh, yeah. So the computer would have to be on.
I'm afraid you have an exaggerated idea about how often I use my computer.
Well, that's why, you see, you would only need to have one computer in the building where you're working that is connected to the Internet, and of course you do.
So are these some of the things that people in California are looking at?
Right now, people have done studies about how people could use these kind of warning messages. The problem has been in these past studies that, of course, as soon as you go to someone and say, is a warning useful to you, they want to know what do you mean by a warning, how much time, and that with what kind of certainty. And they haven't been able to answer that question. But now that we have a system, or we have a proposed system, and once we begin to test the system in real time, which is something that's currently underway, then we will have a much better assessment of the accuracy and the warning time that we can give. And so we can then start looking for specific users for this kind of warning.
All right. So nice to talk to you. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Richard Allen is a seismologist at the University of Wisconsin. We reached him in Madison.